Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details. Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
BSM presents The Tim Meisberg Show. Streaming live on WBSM.com and the WBSM app. Call 508-996-0500. Send us app chat messages and open line voicemails using the WBSM app. Now, The Tim Meisberg Show.
Welcome back in. Hour number three of the program here on Thursday morning. And the sun is out. The sun is shining. The wind is still blowing, though. I've got to say, I'm done with the wind. I don't know how much all of you feel about it. Great if you are a wind turbine. It's giving you something to do. But I am not a fan of opening the door to the car and having it blow back at me. And I'm still, I know I've lost some weight, but I'm still a big guy. And for the wind to be knocking me around, you know it's been rough the past couple of days. So I'm over this wind. Speaking of weight loss, if you missed it, there was a special that aired on ABC Monday night. I got the chance to see it yesterday on demand. But Oprah Winfrey had an ABC special where she talked about these weight loss drugs and asked all the questions that so many people have had about them. So we're talking about Ozempic, Mounjaro, and then their weight loss counterparts, Wegovy and Zepbound, and some of the other ones as well. And she had on doctors who have been doing the research for 20 years that went into these, and that's something that I didn't even know, that everybody's like, well, aren't you worried about the effects of what those medications might bring? Well, I didn't know that they've actually been utilizing these for 20 years and studying those effects, so they know what the long-term effects are. And they were talking about how they've started prescribing it for children, you know, teenagers in some cases. There was a girl that was featured on the program who weighed 300 pounds by the time she was 11 years old. And they gave her gastric bypass surgery, which is insane to think about, having to have a teenager undergo gastric bypass surgery. But that didn't help. So then they put her on a weight loss drug, and that made all the difference. And they talked about some of the side effects, which for the most part are mild to moderate gastrointestinal issues. Things like nausea, and really that's the main one that people deal with. I didn't deal with any. I didn't get any side effects from it. That's why they start you on a low dose and build you up, because they don't want you to experience those side effects. And it's not like that is, it's not an overwhelming nausea that you can't, you know, you can take a little Pepto-Bismol and that will help. But they talked about some of the concerns that people have. And I was keeping an ear on it to see if it sounded like, because I know Oprah has been using, I forget which one she takes. So I wanted to see if it just seemed like a big commercial for them. But it didn't. It seemed like she was asking the fair questions. And she said from the outset, hey, listen, this isn't for everybody. That there are plenty of people who can just say, you know what, I'm going to be more disciplined with diet and exercise and I'm going to lose the weight, and that works for them. But as she pointed out in the special, and as the doctors confirmed, what they found is that despite what people want to think, obesity is a disease in some cases. And it's a mental issue more than it is a physical one. And that's what these drugs are doing, is changing that mental outlook. And I'm here to tell you firsthand that that's what happened to me. Food was my prevailing thought throughout the course of the day. Now I don't think about it at all. So it was a very eye-opening thing. I mean, there's still, you know, people still have concerns, and they were open and honest about that. But at least it kind of cleared up some of the questions people may have had. One of those questions being about access. And she had high-ranking executives from both the company that makes Ozempic and the company that makes Mounjaro, and they didn't really address the question of access, about if they can make it cheaper, if they can produce more because it's been in short supply, if they can get insurance companies to pay for it for obesity. It was all things that they were going to discuss, and I think they just kind of cut it for time. But there was also, and there was at one point, they asked the question, do people need to be on this for the rest of their life? And one of the doctors said yes. And that actually is counter to what, you know, I was told. But I think I went back and listened to it. I think they were referring to the people who really feel like they have that mental challenge of obesity more than the physical challenge. I feel like I could stop it when I hit my goal and not have an issue, but we'll see when we get to that. We're getting closer. 508-996-0. Anyway, it's on demand if you want to check it out. If you have Xfinity, just go to the ABC on demand and you can watch it. I think it's also on Hulu. And Oprah has clips from it up on OprahDaily.com. 508-996-0500. Good morning. You are on WBSM.
How are you today?
Good. How you doing?
Not too bad. I didn't see that whole thing with Oprah, but and then you mentioned the side effect of the nausea, but there are some that actually do vomit. There's vomiting too for some people.
Oh yeah, I was kind of including vomiting, yeah, with that.
I know. You're just trying to make it sound better. but anyway, what's really going on with that stuff is, and we all know it too, I don't know if they mentioned it, but what those meds do is they put your digestive system into sleep. So that food is rotting away in your stomach, slowing it way, way down from you know, letting it do its job and go where it's supposed to go. And your stomach gets paralyzed. And I'm very glad that you've reported that nothing's happened to you with that. My doctor has offered me the Mounjaro and the Wegovy last year. And I told her, I just want to continue for a while longer with what I'm doing. It is a slower way, the way I'm doing it. But, I mean, at least I don't have the food sitting in my stomach. The thought of it kind of, it repulses me. I mean, that can be a good thing in the long run with the digestive tract being slowed way down like that.
Well, it's the same thing that happens when you have bariatric surgery. It's just this is done with medication instead of an actual physiological change. So it's the same idea of slowing down the digestion to give you that feeling of fullness. But it's not a paralysis of the stomach. The digestion is still happening. It's just happening slower.
Well, I've been hearing a lot about that. And at least they do admit that every time I hear anybody talking about it, no matter who's talking, doctor or what, they do say that most of them gain the weight back once they stop. And that's why they say you're going to be on it forever. But if there are no real disastrous long-term effects and you can do that, well, And you're young enough to do that. You can keep that going. I'm not too sure about me, though, you know.
Well, I mean, I think so. I think for everybody, they have to weigh, and they brought this up on the special, they have to weigh what is the risk of taking, and this goes for any medication, the risk of taking the medication versus not taking it. And, you know, you've been going through that yourself, where you have to look and say, would I rather deal with the effects of what they're trying to treat as opposed to what I'm getting from the treatment itself? And, you know, for a lot of folks, you know, they get to the point where I don't think I was as dangerous as some other people. But, you know, it could have been a different story in another 5 or 10 years. You know, I'd like to think that I was healthy enough, but I could have been slowly killing myself.
But with you, I'm really surprised. You had a problem there. You had a problem that you went through in the whole, right in the middle of it all, that you were using these weight loss drugs. And then you had this big problem. And I said, boy, he comes out of that doing pretty good. Then that medicine can't be that bad. Because, I mean, look what you went through. I don't know how that might affect, you know, we don't know. I mean, really, do you ever think about it once in a while, though?
That was the first question that I asked. I said, you know, does the Mounjaro have any impact on this? Was that the cause of it, number one? And
yeah, but were you asking your doctor that, or the doctor that's given the shot? Because what would your doctor
I was asking.
About?
I was asking every doctor that I asked. But the main person that I asked that was Dr. LaRocque, the surgeon.
Yeah.
And I'm going to ask the same question to my nephrologist next week, and I'm going to ask the same question to my oncologist the week after that. And or actually, I think they're 2 days apart. Those, but anyway, but that was the question: is this the cause of it? And everybody told me these are issues that would have taken longer to develop than the time I had been on the medication. So these were things that happening beforehand. And then I said, well, what happens going forward if I stay on these medications? Is there any risk? And everybody agreed there's no risk that this doesn't affect, you know, what it is. The more concern is just I had cancer once and will I get cancer again? But that's not anything to do with the medication.
Well, no, I didn't mean about the medicine causing it. I knew you must have had that coming. I never associated it with that weight loss drug. But I mean, you're doing so well that I spread the word about you when I'm talking to women and friends that I see. And they talk about it, they want to try it. And I tell them about you. I mean, what, you said you're 47, 46?
46.
Yeah, and the people I talk to, they're more closer to my age. They're getting up there. But I mean, I'm older than all of the people I talk to. But some of them, they want to try it, and they're probably going to do it. And I just told them, just make sure you're checking in with the doctor all the time. And the first sign of anything, you know, make sure you bring it up right away. And so what weight do you actually want to get to before you try to kind of, do they slow it all the way down to stop it? Or just say, you can stop it now? Do they tell you how they, you know?
I mean, I've had people that have kind of tapered down, and I've also had people who have just stopped outright that I know. And
wow.
The person that I know that stopped outright, she wanted to stay on it. It was just an availability issue for her that she couldn't get it anymore. And because
well, not only that, but how long is the insurance company going to cover it for the people that are covered? How long are they going to do that?
If that's a question that I have, because if I got it covered because I was diabetic, what happens if my numbers start coming back as not diabetic, which they did last time, you know? But I can tell you that the you know, my personal goal is I just wanted to get under 200 pounds, which I'm now 4 pounds away from. But then I was like, maybe I'll just move that goalpost a little bit more now and try to lose another 20 because this is all within, you know, it'll be July, will be a year. So how much more can I go within the first year? And then we'll take a look at it.
Well, I'm not a doctor, but my mind says to me that if I was doing that, I would want to cut it off very slowly, very, very slowly until you're just completely off of it. And the whole time while you're slowing it down, you're going to pay attention to, you know, keep on bike riding and maybe, well, that dinner, that that cabbage there and stuff, you did have that serving of the carrots and the potatoes. Come on, you did not eat all that.
I didn't even eat half the food that was on that plate.
But you put it all on your plate.
So that's
what's going on with it?
Well, it's a couple of things. One, I wanted to have a nice photo to take to put on social media.
Yeah.
Because I'm very proud of my corned beef and cabbage and how it comes out. But also, too, and it's a big part of this process is, you know, I'm still struggling with learning the difference between what my mind tells me I'm going to eat and what my body will actually want to eat. And, you know, now all these months into taking this, I still struggle with that. My eyes are bigger than my stomach, literally.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, because the medicine doesn't help the brain. Well, it does make you feel full.
It does help with the brain. It does help with the dissociation with food obsession.
But the habit of having the amount you want, the stuff you want, that I don't know if it helps with that too much. Your mind still wants it.
And
you know, I know you put all that on the plate for the picture, but come on.
And
now,
still you get
I bet you would have liked it to have swallowed it all, you know.
No, no, because I want to have as much leftovers as I can so I can make it last the whole week.
Yeah.
But the
oh, yeah.
The other issue is, you know, like, so somebody might say, oh, let's go out for pizza. Okay, and, you know, we'll go to a bar where they have the bar-sized pizzas where most people get a personal one, and they say, all right, well, let's split one. And I say, oh, no, I can finish a whole one by myself. And then I get three slices in, and I'm like, I guess I can't finish it myself.
Yeah.
You know, it's just relearning what it is that you what you need.
So you personally, if they give you the choice to slow it down real slow before you stop or just to stop it, so which one would you want to do?
I mean, it all depends.
Myself, I would, you know, cut it down.
It all depends. I still haven't gotten to a high dose, so I really don't think that I...
Oh, that's
there's,
good.
There's not much for me to taper down to. So they start you at 2.5, and then they up you to 5, and then they up you to 7.5, yeah. And then 10, and I'm still at 7.5. So I haven't haven't had to go up to what most people are on, so I think
that's
I probably
good.
Would just stop.
Was that the doctor's idea, not to make you go out? Because you did lose it... and you did lose in a pretty decent way then if you didn't get all the way up to the top.
They told me to just let them know when I felt like I needed to have it upped or if I felt like I was kind of, you know, stagnant with it. And I got almost 3 months out of the first dose where I was, you know, losing weight consistently. And then I was on the 5.0 for another couple of months, and then every time I kind of hit a plateau, that's when I say, maybe we should up it. And honestly, right now, I have to call in a refill because my last shot is Friday that I have on hand. So I think when I call in the refill, I might ask for them to up it just because I have kind of plateaued and I've had trouble losing this last 4 pounds.
So even with the exercise, if you're riding the bike a lot, do you get hungry after doing something like that, or does it take care of that too? Like, suppose you went bike riding for 2 straight hours or something, and does it make you hungry when you're all done? Or you know?
No, I don't think so. I think I feel about the same. The difference is I can be hungry now and not have it be an obsession. Before, if I felt hunger, I had to satiate myself. Now I can be hungry and just say, yeah, I'll take care of that later.
Yeah, that's good. Well, I better go now because I had a half-hour call. Now I can't say nothing if Ramon says anything.
I just like to make sure that we get the info out to people. And again,
yeah,
this is
right.
Everything is,
that's,
you know, dependent on what you and your own doctors feel, but these are just my experiences.
Don't worry. I'll put it out there if I ever try it. But I'm getting kind of up there in age to want to fool around. But maybe a little bit I might, but not now.
The most important thing is it will help regulate your A1C. That's what it's really for.
Oh, I know. Yeah, oh, yeah. As long as you don't take a medication, that's going to screw you up like it happened to me. I'm back down to normal with the sugars now.
Good,
so this
good.
Is why I'm going to continue this way for a little bit, and then I'll think about it.
All right. Well, I'm here for any questions
and,
you have. So.
Yeah. Oh, good. Don't worry. I'll come for them if I haven't.
All right. You have a good day.
Bye-bye. You too.
And again, I would recommend check out that special on demand on ABC On Demand with Oprah. Again, you know, it's not going to be for everybody, but at least it can answer some of your questions. I am not, you know, a spokesperson for Mounjaro at all. I'm just sharing with you my own personal experience as somebody who always struggled with being able to lose weight. And it is something where I started to worry about the long-term effects of being overweight, becoming diabetic, having more issues. And I said, I've got to do something. I have a friend who waited until he was 50 to lose weight, really got himself in great shape and then died of a heart attack. And I think to myself, and it's been a thought in my head as I've getting closer to 50, being 46 now, and the thought was in my head at 45 of, is there a point where it is too late? Where, yeah, of course, it's never too late, but well, I've already done so much damage that I'll be at risk. Thankfully, I've never had any heart concerns, but my grandfather had a heart attack when he was younger than me. I believe my family has a history for that potential. So I wanted to, you know, do all that I can to mitigate that. And this has certainly been a help. Anyway, I've got to take a break. 508-996-0500. We'll be right back. All right. You know, as we're talking about dieting, one of the things that I've noticed is that I can as I've gone along, you know, I was put on a low carb diet, but I can indulge once in a while in things that I like. I don't have to cut out of my life the things that I enjoy, such as some of the awesome and inventive breakfasts at Just Another Phoenix Restaurant in North Dartmouth. So I can go in there and get things like Boston cream stuffed French toast or Fruity Pebbles French toast or some of the other, I mean, I'm a big French toast fan, but also their great omelets, their inventive breakfast sandwiches, and of course their delicious home fries and some of the best cheese rolls around. Stuffed with whatever you want in them. Not just linguiça or linguiça and cheese and all that. No, you can get bacon, sausage, you can get vegetables in it, whatever you want, they'll put it in there for you. And I can enjoy all of that creativity as well as some of my breakfast favorites. Sometimes I just want simple sausage links and eggs. Usually scrambled, maybe some cheese on top. And of course, those great home fries. So you can get any of that, not only in the restaurant, but also through their drive-thru window to make it nice and easy so that no matter where you're headed for your day, whether you have time or not to sit down at Just Another Phoenix Restaurant and eat it, you can still have one of their delicious homemade breakfasts. So check them out. Just Another Phoenix, Fawns Corner Road in Dartmouth, and also follow them on Facebook so that you'll always know what those great specials are. It is time now to go into the newsroom and get all the headlines of the day with Phil Devitt.
More student loan debt is being canceled. A possible plea deal for Julian Assange. And the world's most powerful rocket eyes a return to the sky.
From the WBSM newsroom, this is WBSM News.
President Biden is canceling nearly $6 billion in student loan debt for about 78,000 public service workers. Michael Kastner with more.
A new announcement from the White House says workers, including teachers, nurses, and firefighters, will be getting the debt relief through the Public Service Loan Forgiveness Program. The announcement says those getting the debt relief will receive an email signed by President Biden saying they're on track to get student loan forgiveness in less than a year. The White House says so far the Biden administration has canceled student debt for over 870,000 public workers. I'm Michael Kastner.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu will not address Senate Democrats in a virtual meeting after Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer rejected the request. A spokesperson said Schumer doesn't think discussion over Israel and the war in Gaza should be addressed in a partisan manner. For the first time in over 4 years, the state of Georgia has executed a death row inmate. 59-year-old Willie Pye was put to death late Wednesday by lethal injection after the Supreme Court denied his final appeals. The U.S. may offer a plea deal to Julian Assange that would allow the WikiLeaks founder to admit to a misdemeanor. The Wall Street Journal reports that the Justice Department was looking at ways to cut short the long extradition battle going out in London, where Assange has already spent years in custody. The U.S. accuses him of espionage for publishing thousands of classified documents related to the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan. The search continues for missing University of Missouri student Riley Strain. The 22-year-old vanished on March 8th after he was asked to leave Luke Bryan's bar in downtown Nashville. Search and rescue crews are focusing their efforts on the Cheatham Dam, which is about 40 miles downstream from Music City. Another day, another rise in gas prices, although very minimal. AAA puts today's national average at $3.52 a gallon. That's up just a penny from yesterday, but 11 cents higher than where things stood a week ago. And SpaceX's giant Starship rocket could fly again by early May. The 400-foot-tall rocket had its third test flight last week from the SpaceX launch site in Texas. CEO Gwynne Shotwell said this week they're still analyzing data from the test and will get back to flight hopefully in about 6 weeks. The Starship is the world's most powerful rocket and is designed to eventually take people back to the moon and to Mars.
WBSM Sports. Brought to you by Sparks Auto in Dartmouth.
The Boston Celtics beat the Milwaukee Bucks last night, 122-119. They were away to play the Detroit Pistons on Friday. The Boston Bruins host the New York Rangers at TD Garden tonight at 7. And the Red Sox and Orioles are in spring training tonight at 6.
Now, your ABC 6 South Coast forecast.
We have a chilly start to your Thursday, and it's going to be a windy day today. We'll see the sun and a high of 39 degrees. Wind chills will make it feel like we're in the 20s in some places, so button up. Tonight, a low of 24 degrees. Windy again on Friday. A cold morning, getting up to a high of 44 degrees and a low of 33. This WBSM news update brought to you by Sparks Auto Dartmouth, home of the $29 oil change. Your choice for auto repairs, brakes, and inspection stickers. Sparks Auto, 425 State Road, Dartmouth. I'm Phil Devitt for WBSM News. Stay up to date with New Bedford's news talk station, WBSM, and get all of our content and breaking news alerts with the WBSM app.
Welcome back in. 508-996-0500. If you want to call in and chime in, or you can send app chat messages or open line voicemails on the WBSM app. We were talking about this special that Oprah has about these the weight loss drugs that are out there and asking some of the questions that people have had concerns about. But also, when we're talking about hunger, I want to remind everybody about the Hunger Heroes food drop coming up on Saturday morning, where we're partnering with the United Way to have healthy snacks and lunch foods for kids during school vacation week. And you can go to WBSM.com and click on the Hunger Heroes tab at the top to find out more information, including the types of items we're looking for. But we'll be down at Aldi in the Dartmouth Mall inside the parking lot, so it's real easy. You can't miss our tents. Pull right up, and we will take the food out of your car. We'll be there from 10 to noon on Saturday. But I had a very interesting conversation with somebody yesterday. There's an event that's happening tomorrow. Thursday? Tomorrow. And it's a partnership with the New Bedford Housing Authority, with the Greater Boston Food Bank, with Molina Healthcare, with Child and Family Services. And basically what this is, and this kind of ties into some of what Barry was talking about yesterday with the Meals on Wheels program. Now, Barry and I see the problems with that program a little differently. Barry's issue was, you know, he had concerns about the meals that were actually being put out, which somebody actually came by and showed one of those meals to Barry, actually gave him one of the meals. And to me, it's less of an issue about what they're able to do and how they need to be able to do more. And he also took issue with the politicians showing up for the photo ops and handing out the food and meeting the folks. He said that was being exploitative to seniors. I look at it more as that is a tool for Coastline and the Meals on Wheels program to kind of hit home how badly they need that funding. So you get Mark Montigny, Tony Cabral to be there and to see firsthand how many people need these things. How much is the service is important to them? Not just for the food, but for the interaction with someone. And that maybe this helps get them more funding, because they talked about the need to have more funding. to be able to keep offering this program, putting out thousands of meals. Because there are a lot of seniors in New Bedford, in the New Bedford area, that have food insecurity issues. And so as part of that, the Housing Authority, the Greater Boston Food Bank, Molina Healthcare, Child and Family Services, they're all teaming up for a new program that will help seniors that are living in New Bedford Housing Authority properties. And so tomorrow, the Greater Boston Food Bank is dropping off a large amount of food. And then some of the folks that are involved in this, the partners that I just mentioned, are going to be bagging up hundreds of packages of food that will go out to local seniors at these housing authority sites. And they, you know, they asked us if we wanted to be part of it. And I said, well, listen, we've got our own food drive happening the next day. So I don't know that we could, you know, actually make it happen this time around, but please keep us in mind for the future. And she's the person I was speaking to started telling me about other things that they have planned, not just about food insecurity, but other issues as well. And I said, yes, please keep us involved in this so that we can, at the very least, have you come on and talk about it so people are aware of it. But they have other plans of working with Molina Healthcare has other plans of working with the New Bedford Housing Authority for things such as social isolation to help those seniors who don't get visitors and don't get to have a lot of interaction to get someone in their lives so that they have someone to interact with. So that they're just not alone all the time, just for their own mental well-being. But also things like how to keep fit and how to be able to keep fit dealing with the physical challenges that you may get when you get older. So I said, please reach out to me and we'll have somebody come on to talk about this because these are obviously very important issues. And so this new partnership should help with addressing some of those issues with the seniors who live in the New Bedford Housing Authority properties. Now, if you did see advertisements, anything going around that this was going to be happening at Trip Tower, it's not happening at Trip Tower anymore. They had to move the location. It's going to be happening on Caroline Street at the New Bedford Housing Authority there. But if you live in one of these properties, they're going to be able to get this food to you. What a great program. What a great idea. And what a help that will be. 508-996-0500 or use App Chat on the WBSM app. Going to take a break and we'll be back in a few moments. About being out of touch. You're out of touch if you haven't gone to Gas Express yet and tried some crispy, crunchy chicken, because we've been talking about it. The callers have been talking about it. Everybody's been talking about it. I'm going to go to the bowling alley tonight. I promise you, somebody's going to come up to me and say, hey, I tried that chicken I heard you talking about all the time. You're right. It is great. It is the best fried chicken in New Bedford. And I never would have thought that the best fried chicken in New Bedford comes from a gas station. But it does, because inside Gas Express, which is at the corner of Tarkin Hill Road and Belleville Avenue, inside there, they have the whole crispy, crunchy kitchen. And where other places might make a bunch of this fried chicken up ahead of time and then throw it under the warming lights and keep it warm till somebody comes and gets it, and then you're going to end up with, you know, greasy chicken or dried out chicken, or it's just not going to be as appealing knowing that it's been sitting there under the lights. They don't do that with crispy, crunchy chicken. They make it in small batches so that it only sits there for a few moments until you're ready to come and get it. And in fact, I've gone there a couple of times and, you know, had to wait a minute or two, which I'm totally fine with because I know I'm getting that fresh, crispy, crunchy chicken. It is tender. It is juicy. It is not greasy. Mildly Cajun spiced and absolutely delicious. So if you have not yet tried the best fried chicken in New Bedford, what are you waiting for? Get on over to Gas Express at the corner of Tarkin Hill Road and Belleville Avenue. Get yourself some crispy, crunchy chicken, whether it's bone-in or some of their gigantic boneless tenders. And I mean gigantic. These things are huge. Get some of those sides like jambalaya, like potato wedge fries, macaroni and cheese, and definitely make sure you get some of their honey biscuits. Get a few extra honey biscuits because you're going to want those too. Crispy, crunchy chicken. You can get it there at Gas Express or you can get it through Gotchu, DoorDash, and Uber Eats. And then once you have it, then you can come back and call in or app chat me or email me and say, Tim, you were right. The best fried chicken in New Bedford. All right, my number here, 508-996-0500. We've been mentioning a lot of different things this morning. I was talking before about that Oprah special that deals with Ozempic and Mounjaro and all those weight loss drugs. Check that out on demand if you haven't seen that yet. Also, we talked about the Simpsons Spring water issue. The Mass Department of Public Health is saying if you have bottled water from Simpsons Spring or if you fill your, you know, your 5-gallon container up at one of their vending units, take that water and dump it down the drain. Take the container it was in and throw it in the recycling bin. Do not consume that water or put anything else in those containers because they've been having a problem with something that they call PFAS, a contamination. So do not buy Simpson Spring until further notice, the Mass DPH says. So if you fill your water jugs up at the vending unit over by the McDonald's on Kings Highway or over by Shaw's on the New Bedford-Dartmouth line, you're okay. Those are the Rocky Mountain Water Company, completely different company, no issues there. And in fact, I would love to tell you where the Simpsons Spring vending units are, but their website's been down. So I think that that's a little bit irresponsible. When this is going on, you should have that list available for people so that they are aware. Oh yeah, I did get water at that location. Oh, and I didn't know that that was a Simpsons Spring. But anyway, that's about as much information as I can give you right now on that. Also, another story at WBSM.com and on the WBSM app for you to check out. Well, too, we just published a story about the fatal fire last night in Carver. And, you know, we don't have a lot of details on that yet, but we gave you what we know. And then also the story that I have about one of our favorite topics here on WBSM. Chris and I love talking about it. Kristen loves looking into it. Black bears on the South Coast. It is black bear season. They are waking up from their winter slumber. They are coming out of hibernation. And you know what? Just like you are when you wake up most of the time, they're starving. They're hungry. They want something to eat. And as Dave Waddles from Mass Wildlife was telling me yesterday, the spring food that's available isn't enough for them because things haven't grown yet. The things they forage for have not bloomed and grown. The animals that they might eat have not yet, you know, grown to adult size and gotten out. It's a time of renewal, so there's not a lot for them to eat. So where do they go? They go to your house, and they look for the things that you've been careless enough to leave out. So Mass Wildlife suggests, you know, making sure your trash bins are closed up tight. Don't put the trash out too early. Don't put your bird feeders out. If you have them out, bring them back in, and don't put them back out again. Because bears love that easy bird seed. It's like, just imagine if you were walking down the street and somebody just had outside their house, hanging from a tree or on a pole, an M&M dispenser. Free M&Ms, come and take a handful. Wouldn't you go over there and just eat as much M&Ms as you could until you got sick? That's what bird seed is like for a bear. So anyway, you can read that at WBSM.com and on the app. Right now, though, I've got to take my final break. Be right back. All right, that's going to do it for me, but I don't want any of you to go anywhere. I mean, you shouldn't anyway, because every day Chris McCarthy does a fantastic job with South Coast Now, but today...
Mike Rowe here with a radical idea. If you want to see more companies make more things in this country, buy more things from more companies who make things in this country. I refer in this case to the incredible t-shirts, sweatshirts, blue jeans, and more made by my friends at American Giant. Everything American Giant makes is made in the United States. And right now, you can take 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com/Mike. That's American-Giant.com/Mike.